based on the Gemara, the source. Shomei Kohen is found, the source of Shomei Kohen is our Gemara. The Sech Pesuk Olam with Chesem is based. Very important Tosas, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, Dimas L'Shem of Alon Yotza. We've run about it. The Lumdus behind Shomei Kohen, and there are many specific details which we went through yesterday. Today, we begin with the question whether you can say Shomei Kohen for a half a Brocha or not. Now, to some extent, it may depend on what we spoke about. The Shomei Kohen is simply that, like a machine, I hear, so why not? But Shomei Kohen is something with a little more lumdus, that the bracha of somebody else relates to me. It's arguable, at least. It's all or nothing. You can't play games, a little here, a little there. That's a machlekes. So I wanted to show you some sources about this. The first source is Shuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger. Discussed this very case. It's a great tshuva for many. All the tshuvas are great, but this particular tshuva has much to teach us. Not all of it is related to the Shomei Kohen on the part. Where is it? Can you find it for me, please?
Up.
Missed it?
A little two up.
Two up. Rabbi Kivega, thank you. My eyes is not what they used to be. Okay, the very beginning. Do a comma.
When I say Shmei Ga'ona for half the bracha, does that mean like you hear half the bracha and then you say the other half?
Oh. Let's discuss some specifics. The long tshuva, I have the this is written, he was before, Rabbi Kivega was very well known as the Rabbi of Posen. Before I got to Posen, he was a rabbi in Friedland. Yeah, Paul Kedila Friedland. This is the first, this is the beginning of the happening with a beautiful version with me, Simon Zion. Discuss, there's a lot to talk about, but just give me most of it. All of a sudden, though, I see the paragraphs I told you start. You have the bad luck to have a sentence at the end of a line, you can't find the paragraph. I found it. On the Mogan Avram, Reish Ayin Aleph Beis. Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, Loyotzi Lenoshin Bekidu Shabbos. This is very, it happens all the time. The father's away, there is no father. By Mitzvah Bracha and the mother. Now, we already saw the Gemara, remember, before Yontif. Brochas of Chaf, my Menachemara, the women of Chayav and Kiddush with the Rises, Zoncha Bishama. We also discussed before Yontif, if you remember, that a 13-year-old boy, you're not 100% sure he has the physical maturity, so therefore you can't allow him to read Pasha Zohar. Here, how can he make a Kiddush for his mother? Right? He's only 13. So Rabbi Kivega is discussing this. Mogen Avraham discusses it. End quote. And what does he mean? What's his remesis? What does he mean? If you don't know Hebrew, so if you say it yourself, it's okay. If you don't know what you're talking about. If you're hearing someone else, not okay. That itself requires an explanation. Follow me? If I say Hebrew and I don't understand it, good. If I hear Hebrew and understand it, that's no good. Why should that be? But that's what the Magen Avraham says. With me? Fine. Watch. He ain't circle. Af im tehayot is bekiddush the laatz mashuv lekel kiddush alayayin. Whoa, what's going on over here? She's not holding a cup of wine. Haynu linyan kiddush alakos shu derabbanan. Ah, So the Rabbi Kivega, if you will, bifurcates. It's a chiyuv daraisa. Chiyuv daraisa does not require wine, right? Zochrei leyan is an asmachta. Zochrei v'shamar is zochrei without even without wine. So for the daraisa, she fulfills it by saying herself. I did the rabbon alakos for the rabbonon her bar mitzvah. We assume ashtei saris with me. Rabbi Kivega's beautiful pshat in the Mogen Avraham. We've got the rice, yes, with Bami Ross, and fine. Good, so far, so good. Ulam odeni navuch. The lechor came at the mevarechas liatzma. Lo shayach lo, where the yod says, gam came bishmiya. What's happening over here? He's trying to say both. Shmiya is alakos, and the bracha is with the rice. She's for Amira. The basaloma, the yod says, bishmiya. The shomea kione. So she can be yotze. Let's assume that her son probably does have shtei saris. In kein brichos hashem bepia livatola. Uh oh, now we're in trouble. She wants to be yotze with shmiya from her son. So when she mouths all the words, that's a bracha livatola because she's already yotze with the shmiya without the bracha. Interesting chiddush of Rabbi Kivega. Why is it interesting chiddush? If she was already yotze with her son, and now she wants to make the bracha herself, that I understand. Here, we have to assume it's what we call simultaneous. No? Give it a simultaneous translation. It's like a simultaneous repetition. The son says it, and she says it at the same time. So why would that be a bracha levatola? She's not yotze with her son until the son finished. By the time it's finished, at that moment, she's saying it herself. A little bit of a question, why is it bracha levatola? Follow me? But the Kivega says it's bracha levatola. Maybe it's the Yevshel Tzamte. Maybe it doesn't matter at the same time. Uvahid is simekuv sari gimel. Watch this. Bemes yesh lomar. The omeres ima mekadesh nusach emtsoyis habracha. She doesn't understand Hebrew. What do they know? The ladies didn't know Hebrew in those days. They didn't have schools. She doesn't know what it means. Hard words, no? Rotzavonu shavava. Abba Varotan Chilonu, Tchila Mikroi Kodesh. We put it easy. If someone doesn't know Hebrew, Bono Bacharta, Son of Kiddash, hard words that not everybody knows, although, again, it's such a, it's not like, it's not so fancy, but who didn't understand it? Watch. Avala Psicha Vachasima, Yotis Bishmiyosa, Tama'ara Zem Bevinas Lashon HaKodesh, Baruch Hato Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, she understands. She says it herself so many times. She asked to say it for several brothers. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That much she understands. See what's going on? She says the first six words and the last five words herself. And everything in between, she goes to it Shomei Kon. That's what Bikini Vegas chat in the Mogen Avraham. Wow. Wow. Avonin HaKiddush HaMekadosh Deb Ben Yud Gimel Shonim. The Kevin the Chashtin Hashem Lo Hevi Beis Saris. Ben Emotzi Osa Utsvich Alotz Ba Birosa Imo. Listen carefully. She listens to the first six and last five words, and she says what's in between. That's called a medaraisa. Then chiyuv bracha medaraisa rak lahaskir es yom haShabbos. Lagabe derabbanan samchina dehevi beisaras v'yotze b'shmiyasa. The famous Rabbi Kivega, we suggest you say shabta tova v'yotze. Good Shabbos. It's called the shabta tova. He wants to write Yiddish in the. In the Hebrew language book, everyone knows. He says, "Believe me, I didn't use the word Shabta Tova in Rabbi Kivega, not in Friedland and not in Poznan." He said, "Good Shabbos," but they were Shabta Tova means good Shabbos. Literal translation: Shabta Tova, good Shabbos. Yotzei b'daraisa suggests Rabbi Kivega. Suggestion, okay? He's saying the same thing over here. These are the first six words. These are the last five words. No Baruch, no Atta, no Hashem. All it is the middle words. That's much better than just playing the Shabbos. Oh, So he says, this is the discussion. Kitza, this is Rabbi Kivagin. What do you see from Rabbi Kivagin? Half the bracha, she says, half the bracha should make Kona. So Rabbi Kivagin is clear that she could be Yotzei half and half. The fairish of Rabbi Kivagin. Black on white. Black on white. Is it really true? Is this really true? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about it in the Bi'al Lacha. Anyone who brought it, I told you to bring a few Mishnah Berurahs because everything, I don't know if you brought Chelek Gimel. Who has Chelek Gimel here? Only one guy. Okay, you look at, you have the whole thing. Oh, you're really equipped. I'll put it on the board. Bi'al Lacha discusses the Chelek Gimel. Hilchos Shabbos. He discussed this in Hilchos Kiddush. Beish Ayin Aleph is Hilchos Kiddush. Watch. The isk zochel l'shama. Look at Mishnah Berurah. The eini echol of the kaddish v'atzva tome omila b'mila. The rabbis the magen Avraham b'mashe siyim because of ein some kutzai the gimel some kutzai the behedja, as we saw. U'mashka sav nevod the nochan shetei yain o pas lefaner beis hakiddish. Look at the lotus das agona b'kiv egeh b'shemosim azayin. The book of the sfirle. The eino yotze b'kiddusho eino kiddush ala kos v'zel l'shon l'sham kutzai b'kiv egeh. The Afim Teyotis be Kiddush be Atma should like a Kiddush al Yain. So Rachlomar, right? The Kiddush al Kol Shus Arabonas Hamchin al Chazok of the Rabbis Shevi Beisaras. Kabbad Araisa Yotis be Amirosan. Period. Achakach pick me out of there because of the Kemeshim of Arechos Yatsma Lo Shayach Lomar the Yotis Kanka Bishmir the Boss of Lomar the Yotis Bishmir Shomer Kone came because of the Shapil of Atola. Can't cause Avnu the way out. The Nochon Shiayin or Apas Lefonel. Dai Dezem Mekadesh Es Biatz Vekiddush Gomer. Ayah Bekivega says, we saw, he calls it Nitchak. The rest of Ratzah Ragnusach Kiddush. Believe Psicha Vechsimah Midarais Sosa Bezed. Nechir Brach Midarais Glaskas Yom Shabbos. Gabid Rabbonan. Samchinen Dahevi Beisar Yos Fimi Oso. Zel dochak lechalek habrachos lechatzoyim v'gam lo teda lizor b'zeh. And therefore I have a difference. Eitzah, she should have a cup of wine in front of her. It's another suggestion. Look at this. Another Eitzah. Toma ima opashas v'yachulu b'lvad. Let us say v'yachulu. The whole bracha should be able to only with Shemei Koneh. Vayachulu shall say along with him. Because Vayachulu should certainly be good to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa. Umistaba the Yosai the Kiddush Daraisa, Vachakak Shemasa Brocha Yosas Ganka Mrs. Kiddush Alakos. Al if you mash a sabna the ale, if you don't exert a shove and a tzorach lahaski tzias with Tzrayim be Kiddush, it's a problem. See, there's a whole discussion. Are you Yosai Kiddush and davening? Tumu. The Bikiyah talks about it in that same tshuva. If I daven marav, I'm a yotze kiddush daraisa. So he has his own kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah, that no one said before. And I know, no, why not? Because the Gemara Pesachim, you have to mention Mitzrayim. There's no Mitzrayim in the nusach of Tfilas Marav. Shmonas Yomarav. The word Mitzrayim is not found in kiddush. Of course, Eichel is Mitzrayim. If that's the case, Vaychulu won't work either. Vaychulu is in Shmonas Esrei. Don't Shmonas Esrei won't work. Kavachol Vaychulu Sel won't work. Yeah. Shapta Tov, he thinks would work. That's Shevach Mekiddush. By Kaddish also. You say, a good Shabbos Kodesh. I'll be better, no? Good Shabbos Kodesh, good Shabbos Kodesh. I never heard anyone say that, good Shabbos Kodesh. Now, if you want to be also the Raisa with this Mishnah Berurah's pickbook, say good Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, but that, Kiv Hagen maybe held, that's a Dindir Abonim, what I'm talking. That's what everyone else held, because they held you're going to be Yosef Shmon Esrei, when those numbers try them at all. Adkan Rabosai, Adkan. I want to show you a Hagos Oshri in Megillah, and you should ask me a Kasha that it goes against what we learned before Yontif, the Gemara Mesach the Brachas, Tav Chofam and Beis. Hagos Oshri. Megillah. Perek Aleph. V'noshim chayavas v'birchas hamazon min ha-Torah. Aval einon motzias es ha-anoshim she'einon yecholim loma bris. Or is it wrong? Ask me a kasha, Rosai. Your big bekiyas in Shas. See, you all forgot your bekiyas in Shas. The Gemara has meferish in brachas avchof. I'll show you again. Just look one more time. Eina matzias es anoshim she'ena chayochol osom abris. It's against the mefurish Gemara. This Gemara we saw before Yantav. Says the Gemara. Noshim chayavas v'kidah shayom t'var Torah. Right? Zocha v'shamar. Okay? That's famous. Noshim v'birchas ha-mazon, the rice of the Rabbanon. Mein afkimina. Lafuke rabbi v'dei chavosat. We had the whole discussion back on that flam and chesem and alf. The whole sigur halal. We quoted this Gemara. It was on the Mar Mekaymus. If it's the rice, or it's the rice, might be the rice. In the Rabbanon, Shnamachim b'davar can't be mostly the chavosat. My Rebbeinu Shalala. That goes, oh, she said what? Women are chayav b'daraisa, but they cannot be mostly the husbands anyway. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, if the women are chayav b'daraisa, they can't be mostly. What is going on over here? It's against the Gemara. Yeah. So, Rabbi Kivega and Simon Zion. Let's see if I can find this over here. Very long tshuva. Most of the tshuva is about the famous discussion about arvus. About arvus. A woman chayev and arvus. Can a woman be motzi a man? There's a big machlokes between the Noda Behuda and the Bekivega. The Rabbi Kivega says, of course, Echayv and Arvus. We all believe in gender discrimination. Oh, no. No. She's not Chayv and Arvus, she's not Chayv in the mitzvah itself. Doesn't do with male or female. Arvus, Rakhman Misha, Mechuyav, Ganka, and Mitzvah Zu. See, Yotza Motzi. He's not a Bar Chiyuva, according to the Tzad of Noshim. There's no arvus for that either. But if kiddush, then we do say yotzimotzi against the slach, against the dogma meravava. He says a vart that if a man already davened, he can't be motzi his wife in kiddush. Are you kidding? It happens every single week in my house. What happens? He's mechuyah with the rabbanim because he already made. He's assuming he's yotzim in myrav. Well, mapul mechuyah with the raisa. Yotzamot is b'dam arvus. Noshim not include in arvus. And he suggests, well, maybe no. There's no noshim arvus for noshim on anoshim. But for anoshim on noshim, maybe there is arvus. So the whole thing is incorrect. He says. It's fascinating. It's, I don't want to show you the size. It's too long. It's the same tshuva. Tshuva sim and zayin. Same tshuva. Let's go back to my hagos oshri. What do you do with this hagos oshri? So the Kivega explains a very, very big chiddush. What's the pshat? Listen carefully. She can be motzi men in 99.9% of birkas hamazon. That's what Gemara means. 99.9%. Because here it says that, what else should you say? Ein echol amad bris. So machlokas Rashi and Tosis and Brachas Afchav, why women might be part of the rice. Either because why? They're not no nachle b'arts, al shechalat lam oseinu. Or because bris v'torah. Bris chashukas hamter and rosh matonah. Says the Agos Oshri that even though we pass into the Raisa, afal pikein, they're not the bris. So that word bris, the woman cannot say for the man, he has to say it himself. You can say shomer kohen and half a bracha, or 0.1%. Didn't we discuss this yesterday about a guy who didn't hear the Megillah? They showed him the Mishnah Berurah. They're making too much noise with Haman. So you say it yourself. That's what I do if you have that problem. So you also shomer kohen the 99.9%. And two words that you didn't hear. Huh? That's exactly what Rabbi Kivega is saying over here. Finished. It's muchuk that way. Has to be. Everyone's supposed to be saying that. This is the problem. I asked you to see in the Maram HaKarim, if you saw it yet, Kuf Tzadi Dalad Siv Gimel. Remember Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis? Also not. You have? What Beis? I'll show on the screen anyway. Not everyone has it. Let's get it. Sorry?
Same way I would apply half the shred of the
Anamachis. If you don't understand.
If you hold the path of Hanabrapa, then saying it would work. You would throw it if you don't know what it means.
Ah. How come we don't say it? We just saw before, you're not Yotzi. If you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, right. No one understands what this means. I think I might have mentioned that once. I wanted to make a new chumra. Everyone should say, instead of stopping by Saras Ben Haman,
right.
Is not Hashem comes the second time also, Miguel, I think. I think Bnei Ramachem is once, but my new chumra. I don't. If I was the kind of person who made new chumras, this would be one of them. But I'm not that kind. I'm gonna say I don't rock the boat. So sorry, guys. I mean, you could do it yourself, but the Baal Kohen won't stop for you. Comma's landing will be 3 seconds later until you say those three words. So yeah. You have to be careful. They're long words. Okay, let's go back. Back to what we're looking for now. We're looking for a Mishnah, a Shulchan Aruch, actually. I want a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, sorry.
Isn't it easier to say, I mean, could one say that the Gemara is talking about just a bracha, but...
Very good. You're 3 steps ahead of me already. You're 3 steps ahead. We're coming back. Let's just take a look over here in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon. Gimel Shachol Kiyachad. Ein Echad Min Yodea Kol Birchas Hamazon. No one knows all benching. Echad Yodea Brocha Rishon, Echad Shni, Echad Shlishis. Chayov and Bezimun, V'chol Echad Yavarach HaBrocha Sheyodea. V'yaf Al Pi She'ein Ba Mish Yodea Brocha Revis. Ein Bekach Klum. Aval Lechad Soin, Ein Levarech. Imo Echad Ein Yodea Kim Chatzi Brocha, She'ein Brocha Achas Mischalekas Eshtayim. Why not? You'll say one half. You'll say one half. You'll each be able to have Shemei Kona. Hey, this is a kasha, not my kasha. Chazan Isha is this kasha. A kasha against Rabbi Kiveg. This is based on the Mefurash Gemara. Now Chazan Isha is the Shitoso. I told you at the beginning of the Shabbat, first I said to the Shir. If you learn like the Chazan Isha's Lumdus of yesterday, that Shemei Kona means that what that person does is relates to me, and I'm considered the Korban Toch HaKsav, we'll have the whole discussion, it relates to me, it's least arguable that it cannot be unless it's a complete action. Right? That part of the Maisa Mitzvah should be who the Mashmiya, part of the Shomea, so it doesn't ring. But it's also, Rabosai, a Gemara. Not only is there this is a Gemara in Masechet Brachos called the Wamshan Daf Memvav, but there's another Gemara in Masechet Brachos which conveys the same idea. This is pointed out not by the Chazanish himself, but by his brother-in-law, the Stipler, who quotes this from the Gemara. It's also in Shulchan Aruch, let me show you from the Gemara. Masechta Brachos, staff Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. Second. Here we go. Mehechanu Chozer. Someone made a mistake in a bracha, or someone had to just drop out. Mitchilas habracha shetozer. You begin from the beginning of the bracha, where the other fellow made a mistake, or the other fellow, you know, fainted. The cases like that. This could happen on Yom Teruah. It's a problem. I go back to the very beginning. Why? Just start in the middle. He said 10 words. I'll finish the next 10 words. See, for me, you can't say Shomei HaKona if you have a bracha. On the other hand, Rabbosai, on the other hand, we find a Beferisha, Rabbeinu Yonah. How am I going to find you this? Riffinos and Caleb. You find Rabbeinu Yonah? Here he is. I started writing down the dap of the riff, although I can't find anything anymore. So, I'm not booking dap of a riff. Rabbi Yonah, and this dap of a riff, Lamed Hay. Look at this. Watch. Lo nifter adayin mechiv v'brocha. Watch. Lechasimas habrocha, shelo yaskir osa imo. Shem yomar habrocha im achazin. V'yomar omen achash yisayim osa achazin. Halek ona omen achar brocha osof. What's this guy want to do over here? He wants to. He's in the middle of a bracha, right? A bracha. Now he decides he wants to be also in the second half of the chazan. So you got to stop. So he shouldn't be on the. What's this? You see, you can be also half a bracha. It's a steamer's galuyas. Rabbi Osai, it's a mafurisha gemara on Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Sechta Sukkah, that's the type of quotes. Al Gemara. What does Gemara say? Hayna Shemei Kona. Who am I? Baruch Haba. Him am B'Shem Hashem. Kal Shemei Kona. Klar. Then we have that Mishnah Berurah that we saw yesterday. I'll show it to you again. I'm not sure if we actually read this inside. I don't remember anymore. Everyone has Chelek Vav. Mishnah Berurah. Everyone should have Chelek Vav. Right? This you should all have. So it's in Tav Reish Tzadi. Hilchos Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah there says Sifkat and Yotes. What happens? It's also in Sifkat and Chavav. They're making noise. The Mishnah Berurah is a realist, you know. You know, they made noise in shuls in Europe too, and they made the Makim Haman, he calls it, and you can't hear. What does he say? Say those words by yourself from a printed chumash. You know, printed chumash, you can't be yotze. It's okay. Minority can be yotze. That's what it says. Ad mechza. Okay. So you see, Hef Shemei Kona. So he claims, Rabbi Osai, that in the cases where the Mevarech makes an entire bracha, there's no problem. Rabbi Yonah's case, the Mevarech made an entire bracha. The Megillah, the Balkari said the entire Megillah. But if the Mevarech is only making a half a bracha, those are the two things we just saw before. The case of the Gemara Lamed Daled. A person stopped in the middle, and he wanted to take over, he never finished, no one said the whole bracha. And the case in, we saw in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Sadi Dalaf, Gemara Brachas Mem Vav, when no one do a full bracha, half and half, that's no good. It's against the Gemara. Practice that was against the Gemara. You think you didn't know the Gemara? Of course, it's all going on. The Gemara is the fair. Baruch Abba, it's B'Shem Hashem. Claims the stipula an unbelievable chiddush. The Chazan says everything. Who am I, Baruch Abba? And they answer B'Shem Hashem, not that the Chazan is silent. He said B'Shem Hashem too. What a pshat. What a pshat. He said it has to be that way. Whoever heard of the call being having kavanah to be motzi the Chazan? Every Chazan gets up there has kavanah motzi the call. But fakert? They know this Shlom Donim the call to know to say B'Shem Hashem for him? Obviously he does it all by himself. The problem is the Yerushalmi doesn't sound that way. The Yerushalmi does not at all sound that way. I try to show the Yerushalmi. I wanted to show the Yefei Naim. I was going to save a trip to the screen. But Yefei Naim only quotes the beginning of the Yerushalmi. I don't quote the whole thing. I want to share the whole Yerushalmi. You tell me if you think the Yerushalmi is compelling. How would you Yerushalmi? No, because then the Chaz is saying everything. The Chaz is, it's caught in the stipula. If one person says it all, someone else can be Yotish Shemek on a half. But he's not here. The Chaz says it all. That's what he claims. The Chaz says it all. That would solve the problem. And he brings a Raya. Chaz must say it all. How can the Chaz be Yotish with the call? They don't have to come on to be Yotish to him. Very nice. Beautiful lumdus. The facts don't even sound right. But look at the Rishon. Watch. Look at the Lashon Yerushalmi. You see, Shama v'Lavana Yotza. Okay, that's our Gemara. Ma da anan chaimin rabbanin rav revaya kaimin v'tzibura v'ilein armi baruch haba v'ilein armi b'shem Hashem v'elu v'eli yotza nechavasa. Sounds awfully like each one saying only half. Right? You could say them all saying all, but it doesn't sound that way. Here's the answer, Moshe. Your answer. If I say half, you know what the concern is? It's not a bracha. Half a bracha, Rabosai, is no good. Lush of the disciples, Tamir Bialma. It's not a bracha. But guess what? When it comes to Hallel, Amir Abiyama would be good. Here it's not a half a bracha, it's a half. I use the expression half Hallel. That means something else to us. It means like a week where we do Chalamayim, you know. I mean, it's not a bracha. That has to be the answer. It has to be. Narabosai, there's another interesting minig which is probably wrong, but not everything that's wrong is created equal. The different levels of being wrong. Which siman is this? Oh. Watch. Reish Samech Ches. Now Reish Samech Ches, Rabosai, is a famous din. Omer shatz brach achas v'en sheva. Ben yochan omer also, right? The minig of Eidot Mizrach. Have you been in one of those minyan Friday night? So then he said, they say v'ayichulu, and he goes straight to the end. Everyone's just quiet. Ramo, miu ma yochad rotz al hach manatz al yochal omer v'lo psicha v'lo chsima v'chein noagin hatziru l'omer im shatz v'lo psicha v'lo chsima. Mishnah Berurah of Beis. With everybody else, Morgan of us. I've seen that. That's how we grew up. Lo yafei nosin. Ela acha shesimu akol yaschelhu Morgan of us b'kol ram. Now everyone knows that, right? Today, right? Everyone knows that. Right? Everyone knows that? That's one of the changes of this generation. In older days, they just went to raise the truth. But he didn't say not yotze. He said, lo yofe mosin. Now, lo yofe mosin, what does that mean? That means 50-50 shomei akona, 50-50, I'm saying myself. Ah, but the chazan said everything. Oh, it's in. Chazan said everything. Yotze b'dieven. Fine. Fine. Now comes up yet another Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi said this happens again with the big tickets until last generation, but not perfect. It's not perfect still, even today. Simultaneous. He said Vayachulu, and everyone says Vayachulu. He says Konish till Konish has fought loud and quiet. Then everyone says Mogul of us together. That's how we grew up. And then he starts telling Kano Kamasana.
But
so,
now I'm saying.
Now, how does it work now? Right. Good. So in theory, we could be able to do everything with him, although Vayachulu, yeah, usually the Chazam say Vayachulu out loud the whole thing. The good ones. They say Vayachulu, and then everyone sits together, they wait a little bit, and they say a little bit. Usually, every Friday night, go to shul. Once the guy says, Vayachulu, Shem Eretz Chol Tzvah. Then everyone starts talking, right? Everyone says it, right?
Yeah.
Everyone says it.
Yeah.
But then a chazan who's proper starts, it's quiet, and he says, Vayachulu, Kim Eretz Shri, after they finish. So they can hear everything from him. And then he says, Mogan Ova, say after they finish. So they can say everything from the, they want to say in between, it's like the four psukim of the Megillah. It's not going to hurt you, say by yourself also.
Right. Yeah, but why the necessary thing to cut by a fool, not a rough up?
Very good. Very good. Chor should be no problem, because there's no one who's a baruch above Hashem Hashem. You're right. And many shuls, they don't say by a fool. You're right. Oh, where am I? I got this sidetracked. Where am I? Kuf Chav Dalet. The Baruch said, this still happens today. When I grew up, it was almost always this way. It's gotten a little bit better. The world's gotten a little bit better. Got a lot worse, but getting a little bit better too. Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah. Someone wants to be Yotzer with the Chazan. In some cases, you're allowed to be Yotzer with the Chazan. Watch this. Watch this. What happens? A person wants to be Yotze in his. I gotta go back to Mishnah Berurah. Oh. You have to be. Rabosai, you made a mistake when you Yotze with the Chazan, you have to listen to me. Rosh Hatzof. The Birkei Yosef says, don't say Modon de Rabbonon. And the Yechaveh L'shmoa Mishat HaModon Mishomer. V'yoinda Shenoeg in Eize Chazonim. It's not a compliment, Rabbi Yosef. Lo Ma'amodon V'tchiloso B'lachash Lo Yuchal Otze Tchiloso Why they are shots? V'lo Yadatim Eize Mokom Yosef Lema Minik Hazeh T'yav T'noeg in Atzibu Lema Oz Modon de Rabbonon Mikong B'tchiloso Nitken Otze Mishen Aboki. So Rama Koponim Ksas Bekol Shiuchul Lishmar Asar Min Adam On the Mitzvimo. She said in a full voice. So that's where the Sharat Zion comes up. Mem Zion. Emsher. The Yomar Elu Atevus Bulach Shrift Neyatzvo. Dume the Megal Prima Gordon Yom Megillah. Neva Beyatzvo is the Tevus Baal Per Bulach Shlo Shom Elzim Yipiyah Chazen. Rabosai, this is a bracha. Sharat Zion is not distinguishing between a bracha and a Megillah or a Hallel. It's pointing out to you. Oh. Now, Rabosai, it was a very old minig which we no longer have, to my knowledge anyway.
Are we saying Gila and Challah are the same?
I would say, but yeah, because even though they both have a bracha to be in the end.
But the bracha to be in the end is different than the bracha to be in the end of the Gila.
Okay, but still.
The bracha to end of Challah is meaning Challah itself.
No, no. It's not a bracha of mitzvah. No. Let's take a look at the two. At the end. That's all before Shemar. That's tomorrow's shiur. But tomorrow's shiur is about Ovel Asi Yosem. There'll be official Mamma Kamas hopefully sent to you
sometime between now and
9 a.m. tomorrow. Maybe between 2 a.m. Whatever. Somewhere in that range. All right. Hashem, no one gets woken up from these things. Okay. Rabosai. Tur has a funny minig. Goes back to his father, the Rush. Watch this. Okay. Shat says, Kaddish Baruch Hu Kohen Shema B'Bichoseh. Umosif M'Bruch Rishon Shvach Atila Kodesh Baruch. We call that Kelodon, right? So that's etc. The Rosh, Shakol Omer Mixas Abracha V'Shatz Gomra. An interesting custom existed. Yeah. Not gonna be.
How did this bit of work?
Look, read it together. Hakol Omer Mixas Abracha V'Shatz Gomra. The call would say part of it themselves, and the Chazan would finish it. So the probably Shemei Kohenim, part they say themselves. Pirish, Shakol Maschilin Loma Baruch Ata Hashem Kein Melech Olam Yosero Hakoyaducha Vashliyachsiba Eina Omer Vatzcholas Abracha Zul B'Kol Ram Kedaka Kol Hashavua. Half the bracha they would go with the tzibur, and half by themselves. Strange. But now, Rabosai, this is okay. Ad kan de sugya. I spent a long time, so half a shiur just on one issue. But chati. Next sugya, Rabosai. Is an important Shaila. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana or Ein Trichas Kavana? He spoke about it at great length. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana or Ein Trichas Kavana? It's a very important Shaila, and we're going to see how it ties in directly to Shabbat Kona. That's hopefully the second part of today's Shia. Okay. Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchos Kriyashma. Watch. Yesh omim she'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana. V'yesh omim she'tzrichas kavana. Gevaldik. Says the Mechaber, lotzis v'asiyah tzotz mitzvah, v'chein aloch. The Mechaber paskins, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Chosam v'bogon Avraham, shem radvaz. The dafka of a mitzvah d'oraisa, of a mitzvah d'rabbanon, ain't shichas kavon. Wait a second. Well, if he's there, kol abrocha shem gamken d'rabbanon, vad brichas amozen, im lo kibim behem lotzes, yotzim in the yevet! Because all the brochas are what? Except for benchon d'rabbanon. Ach mikama makomas v'shulchan aruch mashma shulcholing al zeh. Chim will be a ragros im a tapat. What's tapat? Shvirus omer. It's a difficult book on Avraham against the Mechaber. It's not his original kasha, the Prima Goda, it's his kasha, the Kiveges, his kasha. So the prima gadim, I want to show the prima gadim inside. But the prima gadim is not here in Siman Samach. I better start erasing some things. Prima gadim is not in Siman Samach. Prima gadim is in the Siman Reish Yud Gimel. Start again. Piske and Shuvah stay there? I didn't know that. You see this? Was this always here? Come on. Piske and Shuvah on the bright line? It's here. Look. I don't know. They have the Rav Shirim too, so I guess they have all kinds of things. So they keep adding things. Piske and Shuvah is a gold mine. Okay, so that's good to know. I'll try to show it to you, B'rit Hashem, in the near future. But I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for Prima
Gadim.
I can't answer that question. Prima Gadim, where are you? You know Prima Gadim?
Right,
no, oh, right there. No, okay. Okay. Orach Chaim. The Prima Gadim asked his kasha beferish. The mishpat tells off. Right. That's been for a while. That's also very, very helpful. Again, place. They have an encyclopedia, I think it's on that. Reish Yud Gimel. Watch. Watch this. Oh. It says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem and Beis, the Mandama Mitzvah Shechas Kavana. Torah Chavon Hashneya. Avakashi says, Simen Samech, the Mechav Apostle, like the first day. Mitzvah Strichas Kavono. The Mogad Avraham says, only Din Torah Derabonon. Right? Kol HaBrochas, the Bad Brichas HaMoz, and Derabonon, the Mechav, Simen Reish Tess and Gimel. What's going on? What do you have to have a Kavono for? V'dolchak Loma Kol Shem Mitzvah Din Torah HaBrochas Shem Kavono. Can't be. Watch this. Velomar Rabosai. Velomar. He has the teretz. She's going to reject. The Shani Ose Biatzma Divide Rabbonon. Ain't Sarah Kavona. Avala Shomea Meachem after the Rabbonon Sarah Kavona. Oh. Gvaldik. Lechora Habucha. You know what Brucha means? We call it baloney. Baloney. Why? The Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem and Beis. Doeg Lashomim Minat. Shema minat okeh al shir mitzvah shiras kavana uparach me over achor beis haknesses im kivim umaykusha shani osim mishomeya tzarcha mafurish gemara that equates a shomeya to a mevarech. So therefore he says his teretz is not a good teretz. Rabosai, it's a gevaldig teretz. It's such a gevaldig teretz, you can't even believe what kind of gevaldig teretz it is. It's against the gemara. Well, I asked you to see the Gemara, and the Bible comes. I don't know if you saw it yet. Let's see the Gemara. He's 100% accurate in his quotation. He doesn't surprise me. Prima Gadim is always on target. No. But, you know, we always look up Gemaras, right? Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesem and Beis. Watch. Look. Alma Kosova Rabba Mitzvah Ein Shvichas Kavana. Frek the Gemara, Kori B'Torah. Okay, no. Frek the Gemara, Ha'orah Kori Beis Haknesses, Osher Beis Tzom Beis Haknesses. V'shama Kol Shofa Kol Megilla Im Kibin Ibi Yotza Im Lav Lo Yotza. What do you see? Mitzvah Shvichas Kavana. Why? Why? Prima Gadim says. Maybe mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana if you say it yourself. Here, or you blow shofar yourself. That's the kasi kavana. Alma kosova mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana because tokeh l'shir. Wait, if the distinction exists between someone who is saying and someone who is hearing, then the gemara's kasha is raya is no raya. You're trying to be a raya, Rabosai. That's what? Come on, that mitzvahs shichas kavana is no raya at all. Because here you're only hearing, not saying, not blowing. Therefore it's burcha, it's baloney. Says the Helga Netziv. I think they still don't have a son of the Barilan. The Hamek Shail of the Netziv? I don't think so. But I brought it. I brought it. The Siv, I'll read it to you. You can look it up later on. It says Kuf Nun Dalet. Okay, Siv Cotton Bays. Towards the beginning. It's very, 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 very long. Towards the beginning. It's on page Resh Lamed Hey Tavov. And this becomes on pages and pages forever. He says exactly the distinction that the Prima Gona said is Burcha is true. It's true. How do you know? Because the Ran and the Rosh say the Goanim and the Bahag hold Mitzvah Strichas Kavon. How do you know? Because it says over there in these Svarim, the Goanim and the Bahag, yeah, the Skaven Shomel and the Skaven Mashmiya, etc. Where's that? That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rav Zeru L'Shamei. Notice, Rav Zeru appears the last line of Amud Beis, and what he says is in Amud Aleph. Ichavin et Kali, Alma Kasavar, Mashmiya Boy Kavona. Told him to have Kavona, right? The one who blows is the Mashmiya. Meisvei. Or Bechor Beis HaKnesset, so Shebe Beis HaKnesset, Shama Kol Shovah, Shal Kol Megillah. Kima Libi Yotza, Nablo Yotza, Vichy Kima Libi Mai Havi, Hechlo, Kama Kamin, Adata Didei. Maybe, it's not enough to, I have Kavona, yes, I have Kavona too. And to Gemara, Hoka Mashiach Tzibra Askina, the Data Kuli Alma. Oh, the Skaven Shomer, the Skaven Mashmir, the Skaven Mashmir, the Skaven Shomer, Lo Yotza, Achi Skaven Shomer, U Mashmir, Kotonim Mishmir, Dubedo Shomer. Ma shomer shomer liatzav, ma shmir ma shmir liatzav. Tani lo yotzav. What's this tanoi? It's a machlokas tanoim. We paskin, and she's gavin shomer ma shmir. So the Tziv says that the Rosh and Ran, since the Baha quotes this Gemara, he must hold mitzvah strichas kavon. Says the Helig and the Tziv, absolutely not true. Not true. Not true. Because there's a unique. What happened over here? Go back. There is, in fact, a unique din of Shomer Mashmir. There is a difference. According to Abzeir. Not according to the first. Not according to this. Not according to Tchilas Hasugya. Eisvei. I'm not sure who Eisvei is. Some anonymous Amora was asking Akasha or Toshma. We don't know who they were. They taka held as the pre-regarded proves conclusively. No difference between saying it or blowing it on your own or hearing it from somebody else, all the same. But Rav Zeira was Mechadish's distinction. He tried to prove it from a Tosfos. Watch. Aval neskaven shomer neskaven mashmir heichem mashkachas lo. What's the case? Neskaven shomer neskaven mashmir. Lo vimotzi lemeyma kigon shalom neskaven mashmir lehotzi ha-shomer. Yeah, the mashmalek in the exol haksuya mashmir leatzvo dimin the shomer leatzvo amal avoy kavana. The kitzer, this is what Tosis is saying. I'm going to read you as follows. It's very difficult. The lerava ain't on tzarach lechavin lehotzi. Doesn't we don't know what's going on? The rabbi doesn't deny it. He says mitzvah tzirchas kavana. Aval hanire. Tafilu we name a karaba mitzvah saint shikas kavana, mikomakom efshar. Taloch rabbi zeir gam came. The mashmir liyacha boy kavana. Flo pligi rab zeir barava klal. We come with the saga diet of the makshana, the rabbi zeir, we saw the monk of tes. Beyond the kotani mashmir dumid the shomea. Mashomea liyatso, mashmir liyatso. Vesulo bin in the kabuni loti achemi de chovason. That's what have a mina. Alma, the sphere is the saga diet of. Afal gav the mitzvah shiras kavana lahotzi es atzmo. Mikol makom lo bina lechavin lahotzi alchem idei chovason. That's the before shikman of chavtes. Guess what? The opposite could also be possible. Hochanam yev shalehepech. Afal gav the mitzvah ain't shiras kavana lahotzi le atzmo. Mikomago mashmiya boy kavana lahotzi. And therefore, you see from Tosis the Shomea Miachirim, don't want to talk about the Atzo, but they say so even in the Sugya the Makshel the Rava Mehodet Nan. Hayom Yachor Besakness the Shomea Kol Shofa. Kiva Nima Yotzo, Sugya Zu Sfilek the Shomea Domet Toke Atzo. Umikomago Kosu that Tosis the Chalak Mashmiya Mitoke Atzo. Ain't a Domet Shomea the Mashmiya, yeah. But the Bahak says no. Shomea Machem is like Mashmiya Italian Vahadadi. We have Zeir the Sphere, the Mashmiya boy Kavana Lahoti, Hokinami Shomea Machem boy Kavana Lasmiya Hair. Sure, that's also Shliach Lakal Otsi de Kavasa. Hobotokeli Asmo, Lo boy Kavana. That's the smag holes that way. It turns up this time down to the next page. Page Reish Lamed Vav. Yeah. Yeah, it goes a long discussion over here. But Talmud Torah is suggesting the smag. He says the Bahag holds Afra de Mekora Saka died of the Shas. The Lerovalo boy Shomer Kavana Lat Sisnechovoso. They asked the Kasha, the Prima Godim said, that's according to the Havamina. Abba Rabbi Zeira Chidish, the Lotalian Bahadodi, Vachi Kaimalon, Uben Shomer Ben Mashmiya boy Kavana Lazer. That's all Sugas Gemara. Two separate dinim. Meridik. 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 My Rebbe taught us that Tzimus' great great grandfather, my Rebbe taught us that his grandfather, Reb Chaim, said that Shitas Rambam. The big tumul. What did Rambam hold on Mitzvah Shichas Kavan and Shichas Kavan? Serious all over the place. So Reb Chaim held against most others who came before him. Rambam's mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana, but you need kavana shomea mashmiya. Of course, you need by shofar. That's the famous kasha. By mat, let's take two cases. Matzah he holds ain't shichas kavana. Shofar he holds shichas kavana. So the Ran said the Rambam that he holds mitzvahs shichas kavana, but achil is different, based on the Havamim more in Rosh Hashanah Chof Chesam and Alf. Because Misasa Bechalov Marayas, as Rashi explains, Achil is different. But Marebi said, Rabbi Chaim said, no. Ramos mitzvahs ain't Shiras Kavana. Shofar is unique. Why is Shofar unique? Kavana Shomea Mashmir. The Tokay himself, Ram never said you have to have a Kavana. So the Tziv, Chaim's grandfather in law, already said it. He's Ram is here, the Ram holds that way too. Wow. This is very important. Very important. So we can suggest what the Prima Godim called Burcha is the truth. Le'olam, which is the Rabbanan ain't Shiras Kavana. You do it yourself. But Shomea Mashmiya, that's across the board. No difference between the Rices and the Rabbanan. Why should there be a difference? Shomea Mashmiya, you always need. Why should there be a difference? Why should there be a difference? Bechlal. Mitzvah Shiras Kavanah between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. In other words, a fundamental difference. It's just a suffix. The whole discussion is stem out of context. So I suggested the Pshat, Rabbi Osai. You may remember this. We had a Chiddush. I think I mentioned it more than once already this year. That when it comes to the Raisas, the mitzvahs are intrinsic. The Meshech Chochmah and Parsha Shoftim. The Rabbanans, they just say, do what the rabbis say. So I want to make the following suggestion. When it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is an intrinsic obligation, you have to have kavanah. When it comes to the rabbanon, as long as you do what the rabbi said to do, it's good enough. That's why the d'oraisas require kavanah, the rabbanon's not. Okay. But a bracha d'rabbanon, you need it, not because if you make a bracha d'rabbanon, you don't need kavanah. But if you're hearing it, shomea mashmir, to relate the two to each other, that you have to have no distinction between d'oraisas and d'rabbanon's. There shouldn't be any distinction. Why should there be one? Okay, Abosa. Oh, so I mentioned to you before that, yes.
Is this to say that if somebody, Zman of like a Narasconica comes and they turn on an incandescent light bulb, can they make a bracha on?
Incandescent light bulb?
Or the one that gets hot. I'm not sure which one.
I don't think you'd be able to that.
Isn't that the famous, like, if you're on an airplane,
I don't think you got me in a bad example. I hold you can't be honest with that.
Okay.
That's my personal view. Not everyone agrees with me. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is relevant every night, Rabbi Osai. We will continue to talk about Sfira straight through as long as, you know, this week. This is a Chodesh Nisan week. Tomorrow she has to bring a Gemara Pesachim. We're still holding my pace. We're still hanging on as much as we can. Tomorrow she has to bring a Gemara Pesachim. Okay? As well as a Gemara Sukkah. Both. Tetzvav, Tetzvav. Okay? Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Or Rechaim. Hilchos Sfira. Pesach. Tough pay test is the mitzvah of Sfiras Olam. Look what the Rebbe says. Okay. The Rebbe is worried about a guy who hears Sfira. Watch. Oh. Watch. So far, stam. Afshelo birich achshav. Kan laono amen. Acha birchas atzibur. Leivorok shisva balayla. Shema yekfor layla. Shesava ben ashmoshes. Ukvoyos dechavaso. Lohem mitzvahs ain't shiras kavana. Ve'af lohem mitzvahs shiras kavana. We call my shiras mitzvahs as the rabbanon, and some say the rabbanon is certainly hold ain't shiras kavana as we saw before. Now, va'afilu lo safar imoam klal el sheshama sfira min echad u'min atzibah she safar lo neskav min klal lo tzio ve'gam hu lo neskav lo tzim shmiyazu el sheshama lefitumo lo yivarek shiyusma balayla. Shashomea keone. Vafilu emoya machashev, ain't any machskav and lost of a sphere of zoom, ain't a clum. Lom and Mitzvah Saint Shirah's Kavan, a cloud. Elem came a chashev, and he miscave shalom lotes bo. Only time it doesn't work, I have a befavorish Kavan shalom lotes. Perhaps Kavan not to be yotze. If I don't have Kavan to be yotze, how do I put the word? Have Kavan not to be yotze or not. But if I don't have kavanah to be yotzei, I just sit there. I don't have any kavanah in mind. So I'm a little bit mindless. Then says the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, if you're mindless and he omits his ain't shiras kavanah, you are yotzei. And therefore you make a bracha later on to bracha levatala. Wow, mindlessness. Nonetheless, as I mentioned to you yesterday, even the Rebbe agrees. Watch. Watch. Oh. It's as follows. He says, Hasha. Watch this. Amazing word. The famous story, I don't know, Shulchan Aruch. Yes, how many days in the Yom? Last time was 10? Up to 10, Rabbi Osa? Emes, up to 10? Okay. They count from 1 to 10. So we already counted from 1 to 10. Someone asked you last night, how much was Sfira? You say 10. Oops. Question. Can he count? Shemeh Kona. But the guy who asked you can't count anymore. Whoa, only the Rebbe can think of this. This is a Rebbe Shesor. No. Aval HaShoel Yochel Nisvim V'Brocha. Av Sheshama Kfar Asibim Me'ameshim. Mikomakom B'Shoa Sheshama Hoy bedayt ol lachs of lispor she beshvil kachu shamea. This is she bedayt befeirish she lots beshmiyaz. And the same is true, Rabbi Osai. Every single day you hear the chazan, it's clear since you want to make the bracha the next minute that you have kavana shalolotzes. So my Rebbe was worried about this. I told you in Boston he wouldn't allow this. He would by hal and sfira you don't make the bracha together. Okay, fine. But now, Rabbi Osai, we saw one Yerushalmi, it's time to see another Yerushalmi. We saw one Yerushalmi, we saw in Masechet Sukkah, on our Perek. Now there's one more Yerushalmi today in Brochus. Very important. Watch this. Look. Kol ha-mitzvah shadam o-potter o-demotzi es rabim yedei chavosan chutz mipircha samosan. Why? V'yachalte v'savote v'rachtas Hashem al-kecha v'yishachol yivarach. Very nice. I don't eat by proxy. I shouldn't make a bracha by proxy either. Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yudim HaPazim, Chutz, Mestabe Kriyashma. Lo Mestabe B'Kriyashma, Shekolecha B'yecha B'shana B'piv. Lo Mestabe B'tfila, Shekolecha B'yecha Shrachma V'alatzmo. In other words, Kriyashma and Shmon Esrei are also exceptions. I've also said three exceptions to the rule of Shemei Kohen and Yishalmi. What are they? Benching, Kriyashma, Shmon Esrei. Wow. Now, the Ran discusses this. Masechta Rosh Hashanah comes up. The end of the Masechta. Again, I know the page numbers. Rabbi Arif. I'm off by one, I'm sorry. Here we go. Afal gav de kaimelon kol abrochas kulon afal bishyot amotzi kvot siu michlal zeh bebrochas mishalmi birchas amazon ukriyash matzvila detanya. Now, I could have showed it to you in the Ran, but I always like to show you things in the original, in the Rishon. So you saw it in the Rishon, and I sing it again, how the Ran quotes it. Kol abrochas shalom pot amazon zeh chavoson chutz birchas amazon zeh chsev achal vatzavot arach le bishoch ol yivarech Yosef Yudha. So mustabe krishma kolach berach mishan befiv. So mustabe tefila she kolach berach shang malatzva. Says the Hele Gran. Umiu, hani mili b'shiodei levarich. Abu b'she'eni odeh chavera motzio. Kedamina beperek shlosh shachol daf mevayim mebeis brachas. Abu echad sofa v'yechad bur sofa mevarich u'bur yotze. A bur is someone doesn't know in Hebrew. So what's he saying? Even in these three cases, if he doesn't know, it's okay. Doesn't know, it's okay. So by Shmon Esrei, if he doesn't know, it's okay, presumably. But if he knows, it's not okay. It's not okay. Now, Rabbi Osai. There's a world famous Vilna Gaon. You know what I'm talking about? The first Vilna Gaon on Mishnayos Shas, to my knowledge. Me'emesai Korin es Hashma. As the Vilna Gaon, Korin is plural. Everyone's read for himself. You don't say Shemei Kona when it comes to Kriyashma. As opposed to the next Mishnah, V'shacha Mevorech, singular. Because the Chaz can make the brachas for everybody. As the Vilna Gaon, right here. Second word of Shas, is he ready to jump on? Now, the question becomes, is that really true? What about an Eino Baki? The Gaon doesn't need to make a distinction. Now, slow. Now, what the Vilna Gaon says, as often happens, was Mechavan the Das Rishonim that weren't printed in his day. This is quoted from the Vilna Gaon saying it independently. But he's Mechavan, fundamentally, this, the whole Diok, on the part, to a Ritva. Megillah. Okay. Let's see if we can find it. How does the Masechta begin? Megillah Nikres. Nikres! Like, they must say Korin. Hodikot, the first ritual of the Megillah. Hodikot, Tani Lishna, the Megillah Nikres. Look, Tony Lishla the Koran is a Megillah. It says Brachas on base. Koran is a Shema. Shem the Hacha Kriya Achas Sheechad Koran B'Kulam Shmiya. Mashenkin b'kriyashma shekol lechon mehem ha'chayav likro l'shana b'piv ain't a mosi v'yam ha'fil b'tzibah v'dor b'kisa b'yishalmi Prophet's Perigim. What's going on? Pilei ploim. Pilei ploim ha'ritva. The God v'chamet ha'ritva. Marriage verbatim. Korin means you don't say shemei ha'konim. Nonetheless, the same ritva who says so says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. To the Mr. Ritva Rosh Hashanah. Call brichas hamitzvah v'shiyotz hamotzi. Ava b'shem mitzvah would tell us al kolecha v'yachad rekol yisrael erevin zel hazeh. Kulam ki guf echad k'orva perez kol chaveru. This is beautiful. U'v'chlal zeh gam brichas t'kriyashma sh'shliach tzibur mozi dey chova mehem. Hafilos habaki. U'vad b'tzibur. Okay. Ava b'kriyashma t'filo eino moti es habaki. It says in Yerushalmi v'dinu shiye kolecha v'yachad b'shan b'piv shikolecha b'shvach ha'shem al'atzvah. But only what? A baki. Even the Ritva is in like the Vilna Gaon admits that when it comes to a buck, ain't a baki, it would be good. The Ritva said in Megillah, yeah, Emma said Korin is referring to Bekiin. Hope the most people are Bekiin and Krishma. But you have to be, he's Moida. You see here, he's Moida by ain't a baki. Now, halacha lemaisa by Krishma, it's unbelievable. Nor in Shas Baba does it ever say that you don't say Shomei Kona. Never. Never. Yishalmi sounds like it says so. Right? Bavli it's not found. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be completely oblivious to this whole discussion. In Hilchos Krishma, watch this. Mishnah Berurah Siman Samach Aleph. This goes on his merry way. Sifkot Mem. The inyanim yotze b'kriyashma are the achas yicham lo tzio ayin mogan avraham prima gadon. For all b'achronim sovim the yotze b'zeh. Shoo. Odef demi hiru. The hiru lak kedibu demi. Mashenga b'zeh shomei kona. And he says, yes, some say Dakum and Maven Haloshan. I feel Lashon HaKodesh being a Dakum Sheyovin Hashomea. I am a Simakuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. That then comes to benching. You have to be able to. We saw this before. That was the Rabbi Kiva we saw the Shia with. By Kiddush. You don't understand. You don't say Shemek or whatever reason. I'm not sure why that should be so. I can say it's part of the same Lumbus. To be Misyaches, the Chazdish Lumbus. To relate to that person. You have to say the whole Broch. You have to understand it. You don't understand it. Relate to it. Not if your auditory nerve picks it up. Not enough. Okay? He says, B'shem Birchas Avraham, the Dafka B'yochid HaMotias Yayochid, Ava Yochid Motias HaRabim, O Yochid HaMotias HaShnayim B'Birchas HaMozen, Afila Enem Mevinim Lashon HaKodesh Yotzin. There's an enigma. How do you explain this, Rabbi Osai? If I say, if I bench for you, and you don't understand Hebrew, you're not Yotzin. If I bench for you, the two of you, you don't understand Lashon. Then you are Yotze. How's Tov Mashnayim Anechad? Tov Mashloshim Anashnayim. What's the lumbness behind this, Rebbe Osai? What's the lumbness behind this? Here's the answer, Rebbe Osai. Shomei HaKona does not apply. You have to understand it. So you have to have this special relation between me and you, only if you understand it. If you have 10 people in a minyan, or 3 people in a mezumen, that's a new entity. A new entity. It's called a tzibur. It's called a tzibur. Not Shomei HaKona. No, not. Now, I heard this from my Rebbe more than once, but guess what? It's in the Rishim. It's right here. I just came across it. I was so happy to see it. has it. I brought it in. I have it. I have it bookmarked off. It's called Lavet Chesam and Alf. Okay, so I'm sure it's true. Getting close. Kosa Varamba. Tfilas had Sibu Yel Echad Mispal Bakoram, Bakal Shoman, Vain Osen, Kain Pokos, Measor Gadol, Vain Horan, Kenu Yechad Mavarok, Bichashma, Bakal Shoman, Vonin Achav Amen, Alabasara, Kwas Ashma. Psak Ramam Kosha, Loma Matrik as Bishomak, Loma Master as Sora. Quote, based upon the Rishama that we just saw. Watch. Omnom. Here's the Rav's punchline. Yesh often latzeis b'tfilah v'kriyish b'lechaveru avazarak b'tzibur k'sheyesh asara k'sheyesh asara miYisrael chal din tfilas tzibur tfilas hatzibur eino tfilas shal asara yechidin el arei chefza shal tfilah mesuyam liatzma v'chalos shem yuchedes shal tfilah. You see the briskul hashanis mishena boki yote b'tfilas hatzibur b'shtatfus ol tzibur hashatz b'tzbal al shem hatzibur. Shalatzibur pores al hashma posek a Rambam umaschil upores al shma bekol rom. Watch, vein honen amen achak bracha bracha. Harambam mechayv as hashem ben yas amen. Harambam eno maskis adin shem maybe be'alochus yichus brachus per aleph aloch yud aleph shel shomea kone b'li ani yas amen. Gam betzulas atzibur perik tes aloch al gimel kos Rambam. Shatz maschil mispal v'korom mitzchilas brachas holtis mishal mispal hakol om de v'shomer v'onen amen hakol bracha bracha mashma kilaseis v'tzila deitzilas atzibur sorach ayochas sheino baki lanas amen l'shatz afil miskavel says mitzchilas afil atzofa v'liyon lanas amen en ayotze gam bezimun shlosh b'nei chabur mashmi Rambam shenias amen makavis. Quote, v'chakach omen brach ato Hashem elkeinu melech olam azon heinonen amen hakol bracha bracha. Ein din shomea ka'one chal lotzeis bepirchas ha'mozun raka'one omen yotze pisko mechayav lono biru v'nira shabiru t'psaka ramam hu sharak chal oshem shal aniya haino aniyas omen sheyesh bo brocha yucholo letzaref yochid lesokiyu mitzvah satzibur v'shomea ka'one bulvad v'kavona mitchila sop li aniyas omen ena yochid letzaref v'kriyash mishal atzibur. The tefillah says tzibur, all the zimun bechabura. Dafka the anias amen, sheish bo maisa brocha, mitzarfu lechefta shal birchas tzibur, v'kach shemishtadim matzibur yochal lotzus chiva de kikim shal tzibur. Ule b'li kriya v'aniya b'li shit lepula le maisa im tzibur, ein ochelik me tzibur mispalal, o me tzibur hamekabos kabos v'mach shemayim, o me tzibur hamezamein. Amazing. And even in a case where the Bucky is motzi the ena Bucky, that's a sugan memhem base beferish sofa bevarach ubiyotze, even in that case ena Bucky has to answer amen. But Mashmir Shomea, Shomea Kohanas and the Yotze. Why? Even the Bucky and the Bucky, it's only what's called Bracha Vaniyah, Ki'ilu Oyu Mizamdim Bechavura Shlosha. Not a regular Shomea Kohanas. It's a Chiddush Niflah Nerov. Chiddush Niflah Nerov. Ain't in Shomea Kohanas Chal, Lotzi Yotzi 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 Only through Zimun, or Aniyah, Bekul and Bekiyim, you need three. One's not, is not Bucky, two is enough. It's a Chiddush Niflah. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? You know where we got it from? Because that's Shani Ona Amen. If it would be a regular Shemek Kona, you wouldn't need Amen. That's the Rebbe's Chiddush Niflah and Nara. Wow. We'll stop here. Mishim tomorrow. I thought we'd finish today, Shemek Kona. Not finished. First time she would be the Mara Shemek Kona. Second time, I call Mitzvah Baruch. Over Lassi Yassin. You can. Good.